This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel for the Stamp Out Cancer event in Hillsborough. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
And we are here to talk about the second annual Stamp Out Cancer event. And Zach, let's start with you here. The first year of the Stamp Out Cancer event kind of took a life of its own. It was bigger and badder than expected, and this was a nice treat, wasn't it, last year?
It was a tremendous treat. I mean, huge thank you to everyone, you know, that made it possible. But we knew it was going to be somewhat big, but when the night hit, and I mean earlier that day it was snowing, we knew the weather was going to be bad. We were having to get, you know, roads plowed, and all these things are coming at once. I'm like, well, we'll have a good turnout, but nothing like what ended up showing up out there. And we ended up getting between 300 and 400 people out there. And I even know some people that pulled up and they just left because they're like,
too many people.
I mean, to fit in, you know, in a relatively small area compared to what we were trying to have.
Now this year, changes have been made to the overall format of the event. Last year, you had bartenders against one another and then the tips went to the Cancer Association. This year, it's Dancing with the Stars. Tell me a little bit about the change.
Well, when we got done, we could take one or two directions. We could keep it the same, or we could just try to throw a different party this year, like something completely different. And that's the route that we took. First thing we knew is we needed to have a bigger place. So we went to the Casey Hall, got that booked, because it can just hold, I mean, twice the amount of people that we were looking for. And when it came to changing the format, well, we decided, well, Leslie decided that a good idea would be to explore the idea of having a Dancing with the Stars.
And Leslie, take it over from here and tell me how you came about with this concept.
This is a fundraiser that's done, you know, in other states or in bigger cities. You know, Springfield does it a lot. I first brought it up to Zach, and I think he, you know, was like, you know, he had to think about it a little bit, and I had to do a little bit of convincing. But after he did, you know, a little bit of research, he saw how much money can be made with one of these fundraisers. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars are raised with this type of fundraiser. And I thought, well, let's just bring it to Montgomery County. It's never been done here before. Mm-hmm. It's different. You know, and we're just, you know, bringing it down to a smaller scale, and that's what we decided to go with.
Now, Zach, when will this year's event be held?
This one's going to be January 28th, 2012. It's going to be starting, the doors will open at 6 o'clock. The dancing program will be at 7. It'll run till about midnight.
And, of course, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars. You need contestants in order to make a Dancing with the Stars event. Who do you have lined up?
Well, we got an eclectic group is what I would say. We have Gina Burke. She's a high school teacher here in Hillsborough. Along dancing with her will be her dad, Gene White, from White & Associates. We have Melanie Tisco from Style Studio, who will be dancing with a local hero, Donnie Downs.
Double D.
From Hayes Abrasives. We also have Paul and Missy Sellers. Paul actually just retired from the prison. He was a lieutenant out there.
Right.
And Missy works up at Hairzone. John and Susie Gaylor from Montgomery County General News, mm-hmm. running that paper for a while. And then we have Kurt and Kelly Almond from Almond Auctions in Nokomis.
And is there potential for more names to be added, or is this pretty much it?
This is it. It took a while just to get these names, and we started promoting these names, so this is what we're going with.
Okay, so now how does this event work? Obviously, are they going to draw like a certain dance out of the hat, or do you just play music and they dance, and then whoever dances the best wins?
Actually, the contest is, it's great if you can dance, but if you can't dance, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. These five couples have been given the instruction. They will compose, you know, choreograph their own dance to their own song. And the winner will be determined by dollars. So, you know, they'll come there that night, they'll do their number that they've rehearsed, and, you know, we'll stuff their ballot box with dollars. And so whoever raises the most money is deemed the winner. You can vote online. We do have a website. It's mccaweb.com/dancing. And, you know, we're taking pre-event votes. So basically it's the couple who can raise the most money.
And Zach, as we continue on here, I know there was a lot of support given towards the Stamp Out Cancer event, but we were talking off air, one major one in particular.
Yes, this year we actually have a corporate sponsor, and it's Patton Mining. We
kind of like talked to them last year about some stuff, and then this year we're just going back and forth, and they decided, yeah, they wanted to be our official sponsor, and they're footing the bill for everything. So they've been nothing but a great help, and we would not been able to make it this big without their help. I mean, they've been huge support.
And was this a easy go around to set this up? Was this fairly simple?
This time around, we're actually, I think, kind of in a routine already. Just going from last year, we kind of know like what time to be like doing what things at, you know, at certain times of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's been easier in some aspects, but in some it hasn't been. We are trying to go bigger and better. And with that, we're opening new doors by going that direction.
Last year's event, how much money did you raise for the Cancer Association?
$10,160.
That's impressive. So, does it amaze you how big this has grown?
Yes and no.
I mean, it takes a lot of hard work.
It does. It's something that, like, I'm in school, and I kind of set this up so it's during Christmas break. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have a month off from school right now, and I can work on this full time. But we actually have, I mean, a lot of great help, too. A lot of people willing to throw in a helping hand. I mean, I still have both my sisters that's on our little committee, my sister-in-law, Stacy Weigel, and Jeremy Schmidt from Hillsboro. So we have people willing to help, but yeah, it's...
And then it'll be here before you know it. January 28th is the date for the second annual Stamp Out Cancer event. We're coming close to the end of our program here. Anyone seeking more information about this event, is there a website that they can go to? Leslie, I know you mentioned one earlier, or a Facebook page, or where can they get that information at?
Yes, definitely the website, mccaweb.com/dancing. Or if you just even make it to the Montgomery County Cancer Association website, we do have links on there. And from there, actually from that site, where you can order tickets online at no extra charge. You can just print out the receipt, and that can be your ticket. It is going to be $10 to get into the event. Mm-hmm. We also have our T-shirt sale drive going right now, where you can get a T-shirt for $15, a long sleeve shirt for $20, or a hoodie for $25, which we have another wonderful logo this year created by Chris Reynolds.
Cool.
Also on the site, you can see the dancer bios and any like upcoming news that we have coming out about it. There's also our Facebook page. We'll be posting pictures of the different things that we're going to have from the local businesses, which also will be updating. That's where we update people the most, I'd say, is on the Facebook there. And there's an event page where you can actually, you know, say that you're going to the event. You can also email us, stampoutcancer@aol.com. There's much different ways that you can get a hold of us. If you have a donation gift, you can actually drop it off at the Hillsboro Country Club, where I work, or you can also drop it off at the City Hall in Hillsboro.
That's where Leslie is situated.
That's where Leslie resides.
And I do want to mention that our goal this year is to double last year's proceeds. So we're looking to raise $20,000 or get as close to $20,000 as we can. And I think with this Dancing with the Stars program, we can do that.
It should be very interesting. It's a neat concept. It's one, like you said, not really familiar here. And I'm kind of anxious to see how this all comes up. After the dancing is done, is there going to be music afterwards?
Yes, we're actually having an 80s party. That's what the whole theme of the night is. There's an 80s feel to it. We have a band called Frankie Says Relax, six person band. They dress up. We're bringing in a sound guy from around St. Louis, and I basically told the guy, bring everything you got. I want people's jaws to drop when they walk in. The band, even features a female vocalist in the band.
I've heard them. They're very good.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun, and this is the only thing they're working on right now. I talked to Mike Belovich a lot, and he's just like, hey, this is our only gig we got coming up. We're practicing hard for this. We're ready to put on a show.
That's outstanding. He will.
Yeah.
He will. So it sounds like everything's in place for the second annual Stamp Out Cancer event. It's hard to believe. Fast approaching. And Zach, Leslie, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard for the Stamp Out Cancer event in Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.